This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Before we get into today's episode, Your Money Briefing is exploring what you need to know to become a homeowner and sustain your home. You can get early access to our series, Buying a Home and Keeping It, on WSJ Special Access, available only for WSJ subscribers. Now on to the show.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, April 23rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Even as mortgage rates declined over the past 6 months, homeowners put off selling in the hopes that rates might decline even further. But rates have moved back above 7%, and that could have a chilling effect on the market.
Sellers are such an important part in the housing market because, as you know, you can't buy what's not for sale. Many sellers are also buyers. So if you're going from a situation where you have a low rate mortgage, and then if you sell that home and you buy a new home and your new mortgage rate is going to be 7% or so, that's not very appealing to many people.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger after the break.
This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Many prospective home sellers have been waiting on the sidelines, skittish about putting their homes on the market. Has anything changed? Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger joins me. Veronica, catch us up on the state of the housing market in terms of prices and mortgage rates.
Mortgage rates have been range-bound around 7%, and that is putting a lot of cold water on the housing market. Buyers are feeling very stressed by that. In the beginning of the year, rates were ticking down a little bit, but now they're back up, and that is causing many buyers to wait on the sidelines. Not to mention home prices in many regions overall are up across the U.S. So that is also making it more difficult for buyers to get excited about buying a home when they've got high mortgage rates and still high home prices.
Now, buyers are one half of the equation. The other half are the sellers. What role do sellers play in the housing market?
Sellers are such an important part in the housing market because, as you know, you can't buy what's not for sale. If sellers are worried that they're not going to get the offer, the price that they're looking for, because they know so many buyers are feeling discouraged, they may not list. That's one part of the seller equation. But the other part of the seller equation is many sellers are also buyers. So if you're going from a situation where you have a low rate mortgage, say a 3% mortgage on your current home, and then if you sell that home and you buy a new home and your new mortgage rate is going to be 7% or so, that's not very appealing to many people. Many people say, you know what, I don't want to move. I don't want to take on a higher mortgage rate. So I'm just going to stay where I am.
Have we seen any substantial number of sellers put up the for sale sign?
Right now, active listings are up about 1% from a year earlier, and that's according to Redfin. So we're seeing a little bit of movement this year. Not a ton, though. The amount of homes for sale is a lot lower than what we saw before the pandemic. So there's still not a ton of choice out there for buyers.
Last week, economists surveyed by the Wall Street Journal estimated that sales of previously owned homes fell a seasonally adjusted 8% in March compared to February. Seems like things are going in the wrong direction.
Right. We still have these still high mortgage rates. Sellers aren't listing their home as much as buyers would like them to. And as a result, people are frustrated. People are saying, you know what, I think I'm just going to wait for things to settle down and just to see what happens. It's a shame, though, because many people use the spring and going into the summer as the prime time to move because school is ending or they want to be in new homes by the fall. But we're not seeing that as much this year as we have in the past.
You spoke with a couple in Denver who bought their home several decades ago and are ready to sell. What's been their experience?
They are having a difficult time figuring out what price they should list the house at. And she is cutting the price again for her house. And the house is just under 2,000 square feet. She had originally listed the house for just over $1 million. They are now down to their second price cut, and they are listing it now for just under $800,000. So that's more than a $200,000 price cut. And they're having a lot of difficulty finding a buyer. A lot of buyers are saying, we want to wait because we can't afford a pricey house and a high mortgage rate. As a result, Carol and her husband aren't getting a lot of people even looking. I think they've had 25 individual showings or so, and they haven't had any offers.
What's the housing climate like for them now compared to when they bought their house?
It's funny because Carol's like, I understand the pain that you all feel about high mortgage rates, because when they bought the house over 40 years ago, they paid an 11.75% mortgage rate. So that was high for the time. But you got to also realize, for that same house, they paid $125,000. So you can't even get anything remotely close to that price point in Denver these days, at least in their neighborhood.
There are so many sets of numbers that we reference when we're talking about mortgage rates and the Federal Reserve. Just give us an idea of the relationship there between what the Federal Reserve does and Treasury notes and mortgage rates.
Well, the Fed doesn't directly set mortgage rates, but it affects what's happening in the mortgage market. And so that's what people are looking at. A lot of people are saying there's a chance that interest rates may not get cut this year. And as a result, we're not sure if we're going to see mortgage rates move at all. And that's tricky for buyers, because some people were hoping by the end of this year, say around December, that interest rates would be lower and then mortgage rates essentially, which are linked, but would follow. But that may not be the case anymore. So what does that mean for buyers? That means they have to sit around a little bit longer, hoping that they'll be able to first find a house, but then afford a house.
Even with this idea that mortgage rates may not come down in the near term because of what the Federal Reserve is doing, like you just mentioned, some sellers still yearn for the days not that long ago when mortgage rates were down near 3%, 2% at record levels. What's the reality there about where rates are likely to go beyond this year?
Those days of a 3% rate or lower are gone. Yeah, at least for now, for the foreseeable future. So I know it's nice to reminisce about those times, but those times were really a blip, kind of an abnormality in recent history. If you're hoping for those times to come again soon, you're going to be waiting a very long time. I know a 7% mortgage rate sounds high, but in the scheme of things, it's more in tune with recent history. And in general, expect to pay around 6% to 7% for the foreseeable future. Most buyers with good credit are looking at that kind of scenario, depending on the deal they come up with their mortgage lender. But it's tough to accept that you're not going to get the deal maybe your friend got during the height of the pandemic, but that's the reality. And hopefully one day you'll be able to refinance your mortgage, maybe not to 3%, but lower than 7%.
That's WSJ reporter Veronica Dagger. And that's it for your Money Briefing. This episode was produced by Ariana Osperu, with supervising producer Melanie Roy. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.